changes that have taken place.
I don't think that would have. I think it's just people in general.
So a change in people, not a change in...
Of course.
But what do you think contributed to the change in the people?
Well, you know, people got more things to do now than they used to have. You got everything. You find something to do every time you turn around. When people used to... Church, they used to stay in the church. You know, that was a headquarters then. You didn't have all these other places to meet and such as that.
Mm-hmm. So they have more opportunities, more choices, and often they're not choosing the church as one of those.
Yeah, they got other things they can do now that they're going up to the church.
So, say back in the 50s when you were here and you still had segregation, for example, when you were here in the 50s, you couldn't shop at the same places or eat at the same places. You didn't have the same sort of health care options and those sorts of things.
No.
It was sort of more you were forced to sort of be together in some ways. And the church was sort of a natural place to congregate. And now that you have more opportunities, you know, you can go wherever you want to go. You know, there's a movie theater you can go to or whatever, whereas before you didn't have a movie theater. You didn't have access to a lot of things because you have access to lots of other things.
Restaurants or something.
Okay, so progress doesn't necessarily mean, isn't always a good thing.
No way.
Well, then...
The way you use it.
The way you use it?
Yeah. You can take that and, you know, we can segregate our own self from even people, you know, by going to these other places now. Mm-hmm. People used to stick together, you know. They were in a church. They stay close to one another now. They don't do that now.
Have you noticed some of these things? I know you don't live in Roswell anymore, but I assume that you visit and certainly been doing some research here. Have you noticed these changes in the community?
And I guess the thing that jumps out at me, I think the church's policies have changed. And what I mean by that is they try to create policies where they cannot help instead of help. And there was a time where if somebody needed something, it didn't matter what church you went to, people would help you. Now they say, well, what do you go to church? And any other thing to exclude helping. It's like, well, if you don't go to church, then we shouldn't help you. Well, to me, that's not the church's thing. And I've heard people say, church is not in the business to do this and do this. Well, church is not a business. It shouldn't be run like a business. First of all, the people should come first, whatever they need. Church is sacrifice, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And when I say sacrifice, I don't mean just go out and give everybody everything. But, you know, when you make policy, it makes the people that's head of church don't have to think on an issue. If somebody comes in and they need help, you should think about what they need, how you need it, and not say, well, the policy say I can't help you because of this. So they don't have to really think, because every situation is different. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, it didn't matter. Now it matters. And it's so much more money, so many more people with problems, and